The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Let us move on. Is your sales team letting you and your business down? Is it time to tell them, to take them aside, maybe beat them into shape or find new ways to energize them? Well, the SBS may have an answer for you. All the way from Texas, we bring you Anna Scheller, who, as well as being an international speaker and corporate sales trainer, is also a Taekwondo black belt. And she's with me live in the studio, so I better be on my best behavior, Anna. Morning, Anna.
Morning.
Thank you very much for joining us on Team SBS.
Well, thank you for having me. It's lovely.
Tell me about sales. We're always interested in sales because sales, it's actually an area that I think doesn't get enough attention because we are meant to be great talkers in Ireland. But oddly enough, people tell me we're not great necessarily at sales.
Well, you know, it's really funny that you say that because a lot of people believe that to be good at sales, you have to be a good talker.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that a good salesperson's a good listener and a good person who knows the right questions to ask to get information. So it's not about talking so much as it is about listening and knowing how to tune into your customer.
And how come you know so much about the sales process?
Because I was lousy at it for a while.
Good answer, actually, yeah, because you learn.
I learned. I thought that you had to be natural at sales. I thought that sales was just something that somebody did because they were good at it, and I thought I would never want to be in a sales job. And then I went into business for myself and learned that I needed to learn how to sell, because as long as people wanted or came to me knowing what they wanted, then it was great. But I didn't know how to take people off the fence and move them forward. And when my market shifted, I had to learn that. And again, it was that I had to learn that sales was learnable. I thought it was, again, something that people did naturally. And I found out that I could learn how to answer objections. I could learn how to lead people in decisions that were good for them.
Give me some of the problem areas of sales and some of your solutions.
Ah, that's a great question.
We only have a few minutes.
Oh, I know. Well, one of the biggest areas that people have is that they're good at getting leads, so that's the people to talk to, but then they can't seem to get them from meeting in a networking event to setting an appointment. So you want to get a follow-up system, a system to where you can gently but persistently stay on people's radar so that you can eventually get that appointment, because it can be hard.
What is the key to that? How do you do that?
How do you do that? You find ways to be interesting and create curiosity. So you create curiosity instead of trying to sell yourself the first time around.
Okay, and I understand what you're saying. So how best to do that?
How best to do that? Let's say that your customer is in real estate. You have a customer that's in real estate and they're looking for a particular house. Well, you could leave a message saying, I have information that would be helpful to you in getting your house sold. Go ahead, give me a call and we'll sit down and talk about it.
So don't give them the answer. Give them a little lead.
Exactly. Yeah, because you want to have a conversation with them. You don't want them to make up their mind without you.
And some people will find that kind of annoying. They just say, oh, come on, just tell us. What are you talking about? Just say, "Tell where is the house?"
Well, the problem is that I need to know exactly what you're looking for. And so it would be best if we had a conversation so that I could help you determine what you need best for your needs. And a once-off conversation doesn't necessarily get you what you're looking for.
But there's a very fine line, and I know exactly what you're talking about, so I like it, but you can't just border on creepy with that kind of stuff. I'm
absolutely
not talking about you, no, one.
Somebody could. And what I would recommend would be something along the lines of, you know, that's a great question, and I will be getting to that shortly. First, I need to get a little bit more information. Would that be okay with you? And you see, now I've offered an opportunity. If it's not okay, they can simply say, no, I just want the answer. And then I can give them an answer. But they're not the person that's going to end up buying from me.
You teach sales worldwide. Have you noticed a difference in trying to get Irish people to learn how to sell?
You know, that's a great question, because when you talk about people's money, it gets very personal. very, very personal. And a lot of people are afraid to talk money. And yet that's kind of the core of sales. It's not kind of the core. It is the core of sales. And so we have to learn to get comfortable talking about what we're uncomfortable with, which is money.
And how do you best do that?
How do you best do that? Well, first you come at it trying to learn what people's needs are.
Back to that again. You ask them. It's kind of involved them in the conversation.
You have to.
Now, the real reason that you're here on the Sunday Business Show is because you have to tell the world that you are about to travel the all ends of Ireland because you are giving courses.
Yes, I am. Yes,
Where are you going to go?
Well, tomorrow I'll be in Cork at the Rubicon Centre. Then Wednesday I'll be in Galway at the Connacht, I believe is the way I pronounce it. Then I'll be back in Dublin at the Central Hotel, and that'll be on Friday.
And can anybody turn up and just pay, or do they have to pre-book? Or?
Well, they can. It would be better if they pre-booked, so they need to go to my website, annascheller.com/events.
And we will put that up onto the website.
Great. And I have a special offer for the Team SBS listeners.
Oh, that's, go on. What is it?
Well, you'll get 10 euros off if you book ahead of time and you go to the website, just put Team SBS
in for that.
The coupon, and you'll get 10 euros off.
And how much is your course?
If you meet me in Cork and Dublin, it's 97 euros for a full day.
Less 10,
so that's going to be 87.
Oh, for a full day. And is there food involved in that as well? Do you feed people?
No, I'm afraid not.
So.
No, okay. I'm not that nice.
And so therefore you are in Ireland for the week, more or less. And
absolutely,
we will put all of your details up onto the website. Anna Scheller, S-C-H-E-L-L-E-R, annascheller.com. You are now an official Team SBS member.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.